Announced by the Patrick Murray administration, the wave of grants through the Workforce Training Fund aims to boost the Massachusetts economy by providing job training to over 6,300 workers and producing an estimated 682 jobs. The $6.8 million award is being divided among 87 companies in a variety of fields across the Commonwealth. The fund is managed by the Commonwealth Corporation, a quasi-public agency working with the state government's Department of Career Services within the Executive Office of Labor and Workforce Development. Rebecca Lashman of the Commonwealth Corporation said that the purpose of the grants is to help businesses in Massachusetts hire local and stay competitive.
The priority of the grant fund are around supporting training activities for companies that are focused on improving their economic competitiveness in Massachusetts. The real goal is to help Massachusetts businesses thrive and not only just stay in Massachusetts, but really grow in Massachusetts.
Lashman said that any company that pays into the state's Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund is also paying into the Workforce Training Fund and is eligible for the Workforce Training Grant Program. The fund was created in the fiscal year 2012 budget. Businesses in 66 cities in a range of industries are benefiting from the recent grants. In Pittsfield, the Greylock Federal Credit Union received an award of over $154,000 and will train an estimated 254 workers. John Bissell is Executive Vice President of Greylock Federal Credit Union, and he says that the funds will help the business improve to face competition from big banks.
The effects of globalization and the ability for people to bank online with institutions that don't have any local presence, those have all combined to create new opportunities but also significant new challenges for us.
Bissell said that the job training grant will lead to improved management, which could lead to future hiring. In Springfield, New England Business Associates, an agency that helps individuals facing barriers to entry to the workforce gain basic job and interview skills, will be using their award to train staff to work with those with mental disorders. Executive Director Janine Pavlock.
We keep seeing more and more referrals from local state agencies and school systems for individuals who have autism or Asperger's or on the spectrum disorders. And we're using this grant money to specifically train. Three of our staff will be getting certifications in autism specialist training, and the rest of our staff will also be trained bi-monthly on how to best serve that population and, you know, make sure we're providing the right supports in the workforce.
Pavlock also said that the grants will help hire 5 individuals to expand their program, which helps a larger population in Western Massachusetts obtain employment. More information on the Workforce Training Fund and a complete list of recipients can be found linked to our website at wamc.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.